Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
An email to tubs@rte.ie reads, Ryan, I'm expecting my first baby in a couple of months. That's good news. Let me first say that it is wonderful. I'm delighted and everyone around me has been very supportive, which is great. However, I would just like to make an observation, and that is that the world seems determined to warn me. Warnings are everywhere. Well-meaning friends tell me that I might as well go to the cinema while I can now because I will never get to go again. I will never sleep again. I will never socialize again. I will never have time to watch television again. My house will never be tidy again. Not that it was especially. I should tell people not to visit me when my baby is born because I will be far too exhausted to speak to people. I'll be a totally broken and wrecked person, an emotional mess, a physical shadow of myself. All of the books and articles that I read are also full of these warnings. Titles like How to Cope, How to Get Through, How to Deal With, How to Get Your Life Back. My relationship with my husband will also apparently need massive amounts of saving. Even in my antenatal classes, they spoke at length about the pressure and the exhaustion and the pain and the poor daddies who were left out. Now, I realise that this is all well-intentioned and designed to make us all manage our expectations, but I think it may have tilted the other way. It would make anyone absolutely terrified of doing something that most people do in their lives, and many of them even go on to do it a second or a third time. I'm in my 30s and I haven't lived in a bubble all my life. I've known and cared for babies before. I know that it'll be exhausting. I know that it'll be hard. I know that it'll be painful. And I know the stress and tiredness are always going to be difficult on a relationship. It would be nice to occasionally hear from positives. Positives from people. Come on now. There has to be someone out there who's willing to say, you know, it wasn't that bad. I wasn't totally broken. Anyone? Oh, good morning.
How are you doing?
Paul, what's going on?
How are you getting on?
What was it that led you to me here today? What are we talking about?
I was just a lady texting in there about everybody saying that it's really hard to have a baby and it's the worst thing in the world. Like, and it's, you're not going to be able to sleep and won't be able to get to the cinema or whatever. Like, yeah. And I just thinking to myself, like, my girlfriend fell pregnant when I was 21, sorry. And it just seems like that these things happen, like, and like you've no choice. And like, if it was the lady's choice, it's even better. Like, but at the end of the day, there is a lot of negatives to it. Like, you're gonna be tired. You're gonna be stressed. You're gonna be emotional. But like, it's nothing compared to the emotion that you feel like. In a positive way, like, you know what I mean?
Look at the language of pregnancy in Ireland. You just said it there yourself. How old are you?
26.
26, and you said your girlfriend fell pregnant. You know, she fell. She was wounded like a bird shot out of the sky and couldn't make it to the other end. She fell pregnant, cursed with the child. But of course, she became pregnant because out of an act of love that then turns into this beautiful creature that becomes the most important thing in your life. One of many, hopefully.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, a couple of years down the line, and like, my son 3 is 4 next week, and we had another baby there about 6 months ago. And
oh, congratulations!
She's doing great. Like, and like, yeah, the first while is very hard. Like, when you're up in the middle of the night 3 or 4 times and whatever, and you're changing nappies, and it's like you feel like you're in the bottom of a pit, like where you can't get out and whatever. Yeah. Like, but that all passes. Like, my kids sleep like at least 10 or 12 hours a night, like, you know what I mean? And I get a full night's sleep and whatever. I know that's not the same for everybody, like, but it's like there is light at the end of the tunnel. When you walk in the morning and that's, you're the first face that they see, like, and they've nothing but a smile for you, like, you know what I mean? That's priceless, like, and everything else just fades away, like, so it's not all darkness and gloom, like, it's just
no, but it's people, as I was saying, who kind of, I think, get a little bit of a kick out of delivering bad news and saying, you know, you talked about the bottom of the pit you can't get out of. Well, these people say it's the bottom of a pit, but they won't mention the other bit, which is that, it's tired, but the tiredness stops. You know,
absolutely.
The horror stops, but there's horror, but it's momentary and it comes and it goes.
Well, it's very temporary. Like, exactly. It's only like, say, the first couple of weeks, like when you're like the baby's trying to adjust to your patterns, you're trying to adjust to the baby's patterns, and like eventually it'll all pass, like, and you'll like, it is hard and it is emotional, but what I'm trying to say is, like, at the end of the day, it makes it gets a lot easier and it gets a lot better, and you can see all the benefits from it after.
Okay, what about, like, Paul, what about the, if I could shout for on behalf of a random woman that I've invented in my head who's saying, what does he know? He's 26 years old. He's off all day working and meeting people. I'm stuck at home with the shitty nappies and the pee and the bottles and the boring stuff that's repetitive and I'm wrecked and I still have to get up in the middle of the night and I have to work all day and I have to make dinners and I have to keep going and I have to go to the shops and I'm exhausted and no one seems to give a monkeys and no one seems to give a damn and you just don't understand and I just want to go to bed. What about that? Because they might say, what would he know? He's a man.
No, you're dead right. Like, and that's exactly it. Like, and women are amazing in that sense. Like, they just have this motor that just keeps them going. Like, that's unbelievable. Like, it's like perpetual motion or whatever. Like, but like, it's a case of like when we had our second child, there was like my girlfriend had to have a section. So like, there was a lot of complications in the section and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So she was off her feet for at least 2 or 3 months, and it was a case that it was a long and like, it was really slow recovery. So like, I was up doing the feeds, I was doing all that, I was doing this, that, and the other. Like, I had to take 6 weeks off work. So I was doing kind of all the baby stuff. She couldn't lift, she had to sit on the couch all day. And that's, I'd say, to be honest, I'd say what she had to do and sit on the couch and watch me doing all this, I'd say that was actually harder than what I had to do. And I felt for her in that sense.
Yeah.
Because that was really hard as well. Like,
you're a very loving husband, or a partner, I can tell.
Yeah, well, like, it's like, that's another key to it as well. Like, you have to be on page with your partner as well, because if it's not, if you have to have like a plan worked out. I know it sounds really easy to say, like, but like, if you are in tune with each other, like, you know exactly what's going on, and you do this, I do that, whatever way you have it worked out.
So if
we're happy, the kids are happy. You know what I mean? That's what I try to do.
Yeah, like, no, the kids can smell the happiness or the unhappiness, as you know. And you're 26, so what are you working at the moment, or what are you doing for a crust?
Yeah, no, I worked as a delivery man for Tesco's, and I'm in college as well. Like, I'm studying towards a degree in engineering, so I'm not looking for like any.
No, but I'm not. I really admire you. I thought your work ethic, I think, is amazing.
Yeah, well, like, it kind of has to be done. Like, you know what I mean? You're two kids. You have to drive forward. Like, and you know what? No one's going to do it unless you do it. You know, so like, there's no point in sitting there home and saying like, oh look, I could do this, I could do that, but I just don't have the time, I don't have to do whatever, like, you know what I mean, I don't have to drive or whatever, like, just get in and do it, like, get it
done.
Like,
you're delivering the food on a given day, you're doing your course, is it by night, did you say, or?
Yeah, it's distance learning, it's with the Open University, so it's like, it's been in my own time, like, but it's long, like, it's roughly about 16, 20 hours a week on top of a full-time job. Like, but I'm not looking for
you're
products.
Not looking for, no, I know that, but I'm just saluting. Listen, whether you want to accept my salute in your general direction or not is up to you, but I salute you today. That's what all I'm saying. Whether it matters a damn or not, I don't know. I don't particularly care, Paul. I just think you're pretty impressive. That's all I'm saying.
That's
all
play.
I'm saying. Hey, look, from Paul to Paula. Hello, Paula.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hi. When did you have your first baby?
I had her on the 5th of December.
Ah, oh, she's only a little thing.
Yeah.
Found under a mushroom in the back garden. Well done. How is she?
She's doing well, yeah. The reason I texted in was because, to be honest, when I heard all the list of negatives, they are true.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. That's a fair, let's not lose sight of the, let's not get lost among the unicorns and the rainbows.
Yeah, no, they are true. And I think for me, I didn't realise how hard it was going to be at the start.
Okay.
It was a shock to myself and my husband. We, you know, had our own time. We had free time to do whatever we wanted. And we really wanted to have the baby. But it was just a huge shock to the system.
What did you call the baby?
We called her Ava.
Beautiful name. And Ava came along and suddenly you had the weirdest housemate in the world ever.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want to come across really negative either, because obviously things get better and they improve as time goes along, but the start is difficult.
Okay. And are you sleeping?
Oh, listen, the first month was really hard, but now everything's perfect. Like, she sleeps from 9 until 6:30.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we get our night's sleep and we have a little routine going on now. Whereas at the start, again, you don't know. The baby doesn't know you. You don't know the baby.
Yeah, it's
your house is a mess.
Yeah, but it's also... Listen, I remember the little baby at the end, in the Moses basket at the end of the bed, and you're waking up in the middle of the night and all you hear is... You're going, sorry, has E.T. just walked into the room? What is that noise? And then you realise there's a human being and we own it. And you can't bring it back with the receipt. What? You know, it is extraordinary. It's the most beautiful thing, but it is freaky.
Yeah. And I think as well, it's important that people realise that, because maybe I didn't. I thought everything was going to be amazing and, you know, I'd be able to put the baby down and I could do whatever I needed to
and
do.
And did you do your antenatal classes in Disneyland? Like, what made you think it was going to be straightforward?
I actually did a gentle birthing antenatal class.
Well, good luck with that.
So
obviously,
kind of like
didn't
hypnobirthing.
Do a job for you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, what did it hypnotise you into believing that it was all going to be fine? Okay, Paula. Paula. And Paul.
Hey,
you're still there. So because we like you guys and, you know, it's all going on in your world, so two-night break in the Blue Haven in Kinsale for both of you and your partners as a little treat to take a little break from the babies and the madness of it all and treat yourself, pamper yourself to a little weekend away. You can go in your own time, but just a little end of show love for you guys this morning, okay?
That's lovely.
That's
thank
amazing.
You, Ryan.
Do you know what?
Fair play.
Neither of you wanted, expected, or thought it was going to happen. But now it's happening and you're going to get a little weekend away. So go and enjoy yourselves, please.
That's really nice. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paula. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much indeed.
See you next time, lads.
Bye-bye.
Love the show.
Bye.
Cheers.